This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable Jim Costa. He represents the 16th Congressional District of California, member of the House Ag Committee, Natural Resources, and unfortunately, you're also living through a drought right now.
Well, yes, we are, and it's very, very difficult for the people in California, the people in the San Joaquin Valley that I represent, farmers, dairy men and women, ranchers, who every day work so hard to put food on America's dinner table. And as we like to say in the Golden Valley of California, the San Joaquin Valley, that where water flows, food grows. Sadly, today, water's not flowing, and the challenge is, once again, we're in extreme drought conditions, and this is the fifth severe drought that we've had since 1978, and they're becoming more frequent. This is the second in the last 10 years, and with climate change and other factors converging, we find the competition of that most valuable resource, which is the water that Mother Nature provides us. In California, where 99% of our agriculture is irrigated, we rely upon that snowpack every year from November to March to be Mother Nature's icebox as it melts in the spring and fills our reservoirs and provides us with a water supply for our farms, for the people, and for the environment. And the bottom line is we're oversubscribed. And you couple that with the fact that the reality is we find that the last 100 years was a wetter time period than in previous 100-year cycles. Through the studies of tree rings and other factors that the science has gotten much better at, and with we see the impacts climate change, we see a lot more of our storms that come to us as being warmer in nature, which means the snow elevation is higher, which means Mother Nature's ice box that we rely on doesn't work as it used to. And so we've got a water system, a very complex, complicated water system that we've developed over 100 years, no longer able to fulfill the needs of our agriculture economy in California. But that this extreme dry period we're seeing in West. I mean, you look at the Colorado River. You look at the seven parties on the Colorado River. You look at the lake elevation Lake Mead and the other key reservoirs on the Colorado River. And we're going into a circumstance and a situation where we've got to plan differently for the future, I believe.
You talk about how important water is. How important are farm workers?
Well, in California, farmers, ranchers, dairymen, and women care about all issues, to be sure. But the three that are always among the highest of priorities is water, a reliable workforce, and trade. Clearly, if you don't have sufficient water and you're overdrafting your groundwater and you have to fallow land, that's a problem. Clearly, if you have a shortage of a reliable labor supply, then this is hard work. And it's just not the agriculture community, but part of that agriculture community is a partnership with farm workers. And that partnership together is what puts food on America's dinner table. And we need to provide a legalized, reliable workforce to support not only agriculture in California, but throughout the country. And I think that's why you're seeing growing support for the Farm Worker Modernization Act that we passed earlier this year, bipartisan bill over in the Senate, and why it's so important that we get a resolution to this. These people are some of the hardest working folks you ever meet in your life. And skilled work, I mean, I know, from the time I was a kid until my early 20s, I did this work, and I still farm. As you know, that's my primary source of income. But whether you're talking about irrigation requirements, whether you're talking about the skilled workforce in a high-tech dairy, or whether you're talking about management of permanent crops like vines and tree crops like pistachios and almonds, pruning and the other techniques that are necessary to get that work done on those crops requires not only hard work but technical skills. And so we got to do the right thing, not just for the farmers, but for the farm workers.
You also mentioned as the third leg of that stool, if you will, trade. And we've been watching an issue with on the West Coast, on those ports where we've got container issues, shortage, or whatever it is, there's an issue there. What have you been watching, and what do you see happening?
Well, for American agriculture, trade is an important component of our ability to make the bottom line, because fortunately, we're able to produce more food than we can consume. I always tell people food is a national security issue. And part of that national security issue is our ability to market our products abroad. But that requires a level playing field. And in the case of California, my home state, 44% of our agriculture is exported. Yet we find problems most recently with the trading partners taking containers in which they export their products to the United States or imported to us. And now some of those containers are returning back to their country empty. That's an unfair trade practice in my view. And we brought that to the attention of the Maritime Commission. There's been an attempt to resolve this. We have a problem in our West Coast ports where in getting ships to the port and getting them offloaded and loaded. But beyond that, those ships have to be able to be loaded with our products to be sent back to their countries. That's fair trade. And that's why I brought this to the attention with some of my colleagues to the Maritime Commission to investigate how much of this these containers going back empty are a percentage of that products that are brought here. I think we need to get some specific numbers on that to determine whether or not this is a violation of fair trade. And then we've got to deal with an infrastructure issue, which has been out there for years, and we're debating an infrastructure package today. We need more capacity. We need more capacity in our ports and harbors on the West Coast, but in other parts of the country where our agricultural products are exported. We have delays in the port of Long Beach and Los Angeles, the port of Oakland, up the West Coast to Seattle. And so therefore we need to expand our capacity in those vital ports that are shipping lanes to ensure that our products are competitively exported abroad.
So good to see you here. Thanks for all the work you do. And can we see you again down the road?
You can see me now, you can see me tomorrow, and you can see me as soon as we possibly can do this, Tony St. James, because I appreciate the good work you do in informing the agriculture community across this country who listen to you and understand that you're every day trying to support their efforts as the chairman of the Subcommittee on Livestock and Foreign Agriculture. And as a third-generation farmer like you, I think that what we do in the United States to ensure that we not only feed our nation but are a critical supply of food products around the world is absolutely one of the most important jobs I do in Washington.
He represents the 16th Congressional District of California, the Honorable Jim Costa. It's the Agribusiness Report.